This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning version of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, the same way, Gab, the same way. Parler, it's at The Captain's America. Twitter, it's at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, too, the Captain's America Third Watch. Take advantage of the things that we have over there. All right, and joining us right now for hour number two to start out with a pledge is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics in California IA. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, we talked about this in hour number one. I was at a gun show Saturday and Sunday over the weekend. I did personal appearances both days. And we had a lot of people that came in that were Democrats. And one of the reasons that I knew that was because hanging up on my banner behind me and my 911 flag, you know, I had hanging from the bottom, I had my Trump cry towel. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had my Trump cry towel. And they'd come by and they'd see that and they'd look at it and go, Trump. I said, yeah. I said, he was my president. How about you? Nah. But then when they started to talk about some stuff, you know, when we got in a little bit of a conversation, they were polite, they were respectful, but they said that they just didn't agree with what Biden was doing. And it wasn't just one. It wasn't just two. It was everyone I talked to. They weren't happy with the border. They weren't happy with the guns. And they certainly weren't happy with what they were hearing about taxes.
Well, exactly right, because these are the kinds of issues that in so many ways transcend party affiliation. And certainly the heavy-handedness with which the Biden administration is conducting itself, I think, is putting a bad taste in the mouth of even some rank-and-file Democrats.
Yeah, and I found that to be, well, it is, and I found that to be very interesting, because these people, they were serious. They weren't happy at all, and, they said it's that if it stayed that way, that there was going to be some voting changes made on their part, and I just let it stay at that. I didn't get into too much. Now, we talked about Maxine Waters and what she did over the weekend by riling up the people, by telling them to get more confrontational, of all places, Minneapolis.
Exactly right, Captain. I mean, can you imagine the recklessness with which a member of Congress goes into such a situation as that, very incendiary, and then pretty much just lights a match? I mean, this is really something.
All right.
Of course, it's nothing new. Remember what she said about getting up in people's faces at restaurants and gas stations.
Well, here is the equivalent of a 5-gallon jerry can dumped on top of something that's extremely flammable that's just going to blow up any second. CNN's Chris Cuomo, who I do not watch CNN, so if this story hadn't have made the circuit, I wouldn't have even known about it. CNN's Chris Cuomo said, white kids need to die for police reform. Are you kidding me?
Well, again, yes, again, that is the same kind of thing as lighting a match.
I mean,
that only exacerbates the worst of the feelings that are happening in the country right now. And you don't want something like that to encourage somebody to do something bad. I mean, honestly, Captain, I think, again, reckless is a word we can use, but it's also just downright stupid to say something like that.
Well, you're right. Now, the other thing is speaking of hysteria, Joe Biden has taken the masks that he wears, the one or the two or whatever it happens to be, to another level because he was vaccinated last year, correct?
Oh, yes, back in December, yeah.
And despite that, he's continued to push a message on wearing masks that spits in the face of the science and risk possibilities and say you don't need to wear a mask once you've been vaccinated. I know because my doctor told me. Now, just the other day, Biden walked to Arlington Cemetery. Did you see that?
I did, yeah.
He had a double mask on, and he was outside, and there was nobody within 50 feet of him.
Exactly. So is he trying to just give some kind of example? I mean, you can go into the conspiracy theory, but
well,
what do they know that we don't know? I mean, it's really, again, the mixed messaging is so ridiculous that nobody feels that we're all on the same page on any of this.
What science prompts somebody to be so performative in that case? Nothing. None. That's the answer. None.
Well, exactly. And then to have to try to do the gymnastics to try to explain, you know, why after you've been vaccinated that you need the mask and this kind of thing, it is, I mean, I've even heard tell Captain of the idea of, well, you might go to a sporting event, but they take all the people who have the vaccination card, put them in one section, everybody else will go to another section. this is, you know.
I've heard that.
It's really starting to go really pretty far.
But he wasn't done with the mask stuff because Biden decided to take his inane mass hysteria to another level while eating lunch with the Japanese president. He sat socially distanced and double masked away from the prime minister for some reason. They had to probably raise their voices at each other to be heard.
Wow.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. But Joe Biden is, wow, just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay, Kathy, take a break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Yes, I am, and thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, remember, in the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you tell them I sent you, me, the Captain, Matt Bruce. Now, that's a pretty good deal. That's a pretty good deal for openers. They will handle the insurance claim, and they'll come to your home or office to do the job. Now, remember, you get a lifetime warranty and $100 back right at the time of service. Now, if you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, or even Daytona Beach and surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. So just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you and get that $100 put right in the palm of your hand after they put that windshield in. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Indeed they do. Indeed they do. Now, in talking about a lot of different things that we've mentioned tonight, we can't let go unfinished when we talk about the border, Joe Biden, and the catastrophe that he's created at the southern border by dismantling all of Donald Trump's policies. Now, as I said, over the weekend they had a Lincoln Day dinner at Mar-a-Lago, and Governor Ron DeSantis sat with former President Donald Trump at the same table, and they were talking all night long. There were a number of photographs taken of the two of them involved in quite the conversation back and forth. Now, I really think that a ticket of Donald Trump and DeSantis together would be undefeatable.
Well, it would be a very, very formidable ticket, and especially at this stage of the game, just trying to project on into what might be happening 3 years from now. But certainly, yes, the two of these people would definitely be a major a force to be reckoned with. And you know, Captain, the genesis of all this may also be in what the Democrats are doing. In other words, the Democrats themselves may be simply setting up this massive swing of the pendulum, as it were, back towards conservative government, conservative values, because the overreach the Democrats are just happy to put on display. I mean, it's as if they just feel that there's no filter, there's no kind of see, you know, talk about this and see what we want to do next. It's do everything. And I think, Captain, especially if we look and see, you know, like we're going to pack the court. Well, there's not a huge number of people out there who really want to pack the Supreme Court.
They don't have the majority of the senators to do that, number one.
Right.
And they do in the House, but not, and barely, by the way, but not in the Senate. They don't.
Well, exactly, and I think across the country as well. You know, they see all these things for what they are. These are blatant power grabs that upend the system, and the American people, they're the ones who want to decide who to vote for. They want to decide what policies get implemented, and based on the bait and switch of the Biden campaign, they're not happy. They've got buyer's remorse in a big way right now.
But some of the other people that were there at this Lincoln Day dinner were Mike Pompeo.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Rick Scott, Senator Marco Rubio.
Very interesting. Very
yep.
interesting. Well, again, you know, it's hard to make it. Who was it? Yogi Berra said predictions are hard, especially about the future or something like that.
It ain't over till the fat lady sings.
Yeah, that's right. But again, you know, what we see right now, and again, the Republicans stay on message. You know, the Democrats keep doing what they're doing. And
yeah.
I think they're setting it up for 2024.
Speaking of staying on message, Kamala Harris has now gone 25 days without a news conference since being tapped for the border crisis role, and she's not been to the border.
She has not been to the border. We know she's going to Guatemala and Honduras.
Oh, whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo, but...
Take your checkbook with you.
Right, but see, here's the thing. Where's the pressure for her to have a press conference? In terms of the mainstream media? Where's the pressure for that? Because... Really, the way that this works is what we're learning here, I think, is that, well, the White House said she's in charge of the border. That should be good enough for everybody. And to have her have a press conference or come out and talk about it, well, that's not necessary, because we should just all be happy enough that she got appointed to this. But she'll never have to be accountable for this, evidently.
Now, for the people in Georgia, they've lost a lot with the Major League Baseball All-Star Game going. And some of the other things that have transpired there, a lot of the people have, the small vendors that have put up money to be vendors around the Major League ballpark and all that sort of stuff, they lost their shirts, so to speak, proverbial shirts on that. But the movie, Black Panther 2, is still going to film in Georgia, despite the fact that the star of the movie is opposed to the state's voting laws.
Well, yeah, this is quite interesting, because it's obviously it's not a monolithic thing in Hollywood. You have a lot of Hollywood folks who have decided to send that kind of message. But no matter what, if you are going to send that kind of message and you find out that there are other states that have more restrictive voting laws than Georgia, and you're not protesting
yeah.
them, well, then it kind of looks kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. All right. Now, California is going to have the today the day that the signatures are certified and it's all over and done with?
Yes, April 19th, today's the day for the Secretary of State in California to have to certify the signatures and so forth. So this is the final day. So depending on all that, which we believe it will all be good, we'll see it move towards the recall now.
Okay, and then what's the procedure next?
Well, I think it's going to occur in the fall sometime, so people would decide to either to recall the governor and perhaps, and I think at the same time, vote for somebody else to take the governor's place, similar to what happened with Arnold Schwarzenegger back, I think, in 2003.
Like Caitlyn Jenner?
Caitlyn Jenner could possibly run for California governor. This is quite an interesting development, and I think she's probably going to be a lot more popular.
Could we just call that person Caitlyn Bruce Jenner?
Well, that's right. Formerly Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner, 71 years old, and perhaps deciding to run for California governor. Now, there are others that are in the mix. There's businessman John Cox. He's the former mayor of San Diego. You've got Kevin Falconer. He's the former mayor of San Diego, I should say. Then you've got another congressman, Doug Ossie. And then also in the mix, get this, somebody named Mary Carey, a porn star, might also be interested in running. So it's going to be quite an interesting
Mary
time.
Mary Carey?
That's what it says, yeah.
Any relation to somebody that we know?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, it's not the Ketchup King? Mary Carey. That's amazing.
No, it's spelled differently. Yeah, C-A-R-E-Y.
Oh, okay. Geez. And something else going on out there in the desert, not California anyway, but Arizona. Did you hear about the fake migrant family units that they found out there just sitting there waiting to cross the border with people that have been put together as a family, and they're not really the family?
Do you think that people would game the system like that? Do you think that this would be, something that they would come up with?
Do you think people from Romania would do something like that with Mexican children? Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Well, again, it's the Biden-Harris administration policy reversals of what was happening during the Trump era that are causing this to happen. These people wouldn't be doing this, and I just hate to say, they'd be given the opportunity to do this if it wasn't for this this disastrous policy reversal.
Remember, our southern border is now in chaos when just a few months ago it was completely different, because remember, this is an attempt by the Democrats to overrun the system that's in place, change the nation's demographics and their electoral behavior. They believe that most of these people will vote for them.
Well, that's exactly right. And some have termed it replacement voters. And literally to bring in people who will simply vote the way that they believe that they will vote for them, essentially. And so what it is, Captain, it's a total dereliction of duty, number one, and it's a disregard for the American system altogether.
Okay, and when we come back, folks, we're going to talk about a $4,400 electric car. You heard me right. General Motors has built a $4,400 electric car. Not in America, but we'll tell you where it's going to be. I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Okay. Kathy, take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that half of all Americans 18 and older have now received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced Sunday that about 130 million people 18 and over have received at least one shot. About 84 million people, a little more than a quarter of all Americans, have now been fully vaccinated. Both of those numbers are expected to increase quickly as eligibility for vaccines will open up for all people 16 and older nationally on Monday. And Russian activists are calling for a day of protest later this week as opposition leader Alexei Navalny is reportedly near death in a Russian prison. Navalny was arrested in January after returning from Germany, where he sought treatment after being poisoned by a Soviet-era nerve agent. Authorities sentenced him to 2.5 years in prison for violating a suspended sentence in a fraud case, something that Navalny says was politically motivated. He began a hunger strike in prison 3 weeks ago after being refused to be allowed to be seen by a private doctor for severe back pain. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Brooke from Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Brooke from Brooke Talks America and her show Saturday night. I heard part of it, didn't hear all of it, but it was good what I heard, and give her a listen. Go to BrookTalksAmerica.com. That's where her show can be heard on the podcast. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, they're back and better than ever, and this Saturday and Sunday, I'll be at another gun show. This time, it'll be up at the Hernando County Fairgrounds in Brooksville. Yep, we'll be there Saturday, and the show goes on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, it's 9 to 5. Sunday, it's 9 to 3. They start the, the concealed carry class on Saturdays at 2 p.m. On Sunday, it's at 1 p.m. And they had a big crowd of people, by the way, to get their concealed carry permit certification there. So if you want to get involved in that, the best way to do it is probably to go to the website, twoguysshows.com, and sign up that way online, and then you'll make sure that you got a place there. Because some people showed up after they started the concealed carry class and about a half an hour or so into it, and they weren't able to get in, so they had to sign the book and sign up for the next one, so they're going to come up to Brooksville for that. But twoguysshows.com, and tell them the Captain sent you. You'll love it. All righty. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, a lot of things have happened, and we know that the electric car thing is something that they're trying to push all they can, right?
Oh, yes.
Well, General Motors unwrapped a $4,400 electric convertible, and it's a big hit in Hong Kong.
Yes, it is.
because the vehicle was made, I believe, in China, and they're putting it out right now in Hong Kong, to see what it's like, but I'll tell you what, I couldn't get in a vehicle. It's like, you know these little electric vehicles that the kids drive around in?
Yeah.
I think it's about 2.5 times the size of one of those, and there's no way in hell I could get in one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like those little kids have, like really little kids. They have these little electric things that they can drive, little Batmobile or something that they have. But yeah, this is about just a little bit bigger than that, at least in the picture. But evidently,
it's like I'm riding a lawnmower.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be at least $4,400. It's a joint venture with GM in China. So this is quite interesting. But here's the thing. According to the specs that we're seeing so far, Captain, it has a range of about 106 miles, can reach a top speed of 62 miles per hour. Wow.
Yeah, I'm impressed. But yet if you go 55 miles an hour, you could probably go 100 and what, 26 miles.
Yeah, probably so. Something like that. But it's quite interesting. We'll see how this goes. And certainly, electric vehicles, of course, are becoming very, very popular. Unfortunately, there was an accident, I think, here in California over the weekend, but it was a Tesla, and it crashed in self-driving mode.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, and get this. I thought this was incredibly interesting. Evidently, the firefighters on scene, they ended up having to contact Tesla to try to figure out how to extinguish the fire.
Yeah.
That was really quite shocking to me.
Yeah, that's because of the batteries.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because you don't just dump water on batteries.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina, by the way, rumored to be a presidential contender himself, has predicted the economy will explode later this year. I have to say I agree with him.
Yes, and we all hope that it does. People need to be able to make a living, and they need to be able to have their businesses open. They need to be able to earn money and be able to pay rent and pay mortgages. This can't go on and on and on. Unfortunately, Captain, I'm hoping it kicks in, because at some point the mortgage moratoriums and the rent moratoriums, they will expire at some point. We don't know exactly when, nationally, and overall, but that will happen, and people are going to have to be able to make a living and pay their bills.
All right. Well, in the words of Jen Psaki, it's time to circle back. You ready?
Absolutely.
That thing quiet down there. Okay, this is amazing, folks. Pat yourself on the back. Half of all the adults in the United States have now received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine.
That is a very, very good thing. And, of course, depending, I think some are 3 weeks apart, I think, and others are 4 weeks apart.
Yep.
The Moderna, I think, is at least 4 weeks apart. So that means that within a month from now, we're going to, and then, 2 weeks after that to be considered fully vaccinated. So let's just say 6 or 7 weeks from now, we're in a much better position than we are even today. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, and the other thing is that there's several states that have already reached or are at herd immunity, starting with Alaska. They were the first ones in the mix. But Texas and Florida and many of the southern states are getting there very quickly.
Yes, and that is also a good thing. Now, watch for the term herd immunity to be challenged, redefined, as the goalposts could possibly
move
again.
Oh, you know it will be.
Yeah, because it'll be called, and I think Fauci himself, Dr. Fauci the other day, I think he used the word elusive, and I hope I'm correct in that, but it was a word to that effect, that this is an elusive sort of concept. What does it mean to have herd immunity? So there'll be some debate on that. You watch.
Well, here's the deal with little Dr. Fauci. We have the J&J vaccine, which has been put on pause, correct?
That's right.
Well, over the weekend, little Dr. Fauci, who I did not know was up to him to do this, but little Dr. Fauci said, well, the pause will probably be lifted by Friday of this week.
That's what we're hearing, exactly. And, of course, this comes on the heels of several people developing blood clots. And I think at least one death so far This is a very, obviously a very serious thing, but if, I think what they're looking at is taking it in turn of the amount of people who've had the vaccine and the amount of reactions that have happened that's driving this.
Now, the Republicans are going on full-scale offense against the woke corporations with a big-time ad campaign. I can't wait to see this one.
Well, exactly, exactly. And I think what it may do, though, Captain, I'm hoping that it, what it does is that it gives some of these companies the cover that they need to realize that if they stand up to the woke culture that is trying to manipulate them for political purposes,
all right,
then they'll get it that they can survive.
All right, let's go to a caller here. I think I know who this is. Is this Elliot up in Wesley Chapel?
Yes. Good morning, Captain. This is Elliot. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Captain, on Saturday evening past, CNN had a discussion with religious leaders concerning illegals. A great amount of their parents or close relatives are refusing to accept their children. That is a big deal, Captain. And there are names being tossed around for president amongst Republicans, Mark Meadows and Marco Rubio. I say Mark Meadows, concentrate on Speaker of the House. Marco, baby Marco, no, you're smart, but not that smart. I will campaign for the reelection of President Trump, Pence ticket. If Pence is not the chosen one, I support Mike Pompeo. His experience is so vast. Honorable American.
Yeah.
Ron DeSantis, remarkable politician. His wife and him raising young kids, not sure that fits him with the demanding role. But he sure can be placed in a high-level job in Washington. Thank you, Captain.
Yeah, okay. And again, over the weekend, down there in Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis were at the same table, and they were talking all night long.
Yeah, that's a very, very interesting development.
Pompeo was there, too. Scott was there. Rubio was there. Some other players in the game were there. As far as Rubio for president, I don't think so.
I don't know that he'll come out and run again at this point.
Not against Trump. He'll get embarrassed again, and there's no point in doing that.
Well, right. Well. Here's the one thing that I think the Republicans need to be thinking about, and that is to, at the very least, be unified. If they can be unified moving forward,
yeah,
they are going to be unstoppable.
All right, and I'm going to end on this for the segment before we go to the Trucker Sideway and Bible Report. President Trump told President Biden, former President Trump, told current President Biden, do not use the September 11th date for the Afghan pullout. It dishonors the troops.
Well, like we were talking about the other night, Captain, what it does is it moves the story as we approach that date, number one, and on that date, it moves the story away from those that lost their lives on September 11th.
We should be thinking strictly about the people that lost their lives, period.
Exactly, period.
Nothing else, not another thing. Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report number two. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, with her husband, Don. They run the Double D Ranch.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And here we go. Right now, Phil Collins.
We'll be right back.
that's Phil Collins and Company, and I'll tell you what, Easy Lover. And Kyle, I'll tell you what, I remember when I was going to school up on the hill, University College, Syracuse University, they had, and this was back after I got back from Vietnam, they had one of the house bands that was there, like every weekend, was Genesis. And guess who the lead singer was for Genesis?
Well, that would have been, back in those days, Peter Gabriel.
Yeah, but Phil Collins was the drummer.
Yeah, he was the drummer in Genesis,
yeah.
Exactly.
And he was, and then he became the lead singer.
Well, that's right. Yeah, Gabriel went out on his own some years later, and Phil Collins just emerged as being this amazing frontman.
Yep. They were a college band, and they went all up. They were touring every weekend. They were somewhere on one of a college campus in upstate New York every weekend, but they came to Syracuse a lot. All right, here we go. A surge of cold air will bring rapidly falling temperatures and snow to spread across the Rockies, Plains, and Middle Mississippi Valley into the Great Lakes over the next couple of days. Heavy showers and thunderstorms will continue to bring a threat of flash and urban flooding, along with hail, strong and gusty winds, and possibly a tornado or two to the Florida Peninsula and in through the central part of Florida through midweek. Go ahead, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we have an avalanche warning tonight along I-90. This is going to be east of Seattle as you're heading towards Idaho. But as you're on your way to Idaho, you're going to get into a blowing dust advisory. This is in the Moses Lake region all the way over to Coeur d'Alene. Tonight in Montana, we have a winter weather advisory stretching all the way from Missoula, starting in the west, east all the way towards Billings and east of there as well. But we also have a winter storm warning. This is going to be east of Bozeman along I-90. This is a really big deal. They've got a lot of snow, heavy snow that's going to be occurring there. They are advising don't travel in that area if you don't have to because of the snowfall and the weather. This also travels down I-90 into Wyoming as well. And as we go south down in through the I-25 corridor down into Colorado, you've also got a winter weather advisory there where you're going to have some heavy snow developing and moving in on Monday. So you want to be very careful in that region as well. Fire weather warning in eastern Utah, and also a fire weather warning in southeastern Utah and southwestern Colorado. Winds in California, Southern California dying down. Which is a good thing, so you should have smooth sailing there.
All righty, Rapid City, South Dakota, coming out of there on I-90. You've got yourself some heavy snow, winter storm warning right there for about a 40 or 50-mile drive on either side of Rapid City. And then snow goes down about 100 miles into South Dakota, and the northwestern corner of Nebraska's got snow tonight. You've got a freeze warning and a hard freeze warning for the northwestern part along I-70 of Missouri, which includes us over into Columbia, Missouri on I-70. And then going over into Kansas City, all the way across to Oakley, Kansas on I-70 tonight, a hard freeze. And then it's a hard frost warning for the rest of Missouri into the central part of Illinois, down through the northwestern part of and over to Little Rock, I might add, and down and out west on I-40, all the way to Amarillo, Texas on I-40. And also, you've got snow way up in Duluth, Minnesota, and some gale winds up off the lakes up there. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him. And now we'll jump right over here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Just before we came on the air, and boy, it's been a horrible weekend for shootings, Denise.
But
Just before we came on the air in Shreveport, Louisiana, five people have been shot. One was shot in the head. One was shot multiple times at a botched liquor store robbery in Shreveport, and they were looking for somebody in a white car. This after we had the big deal going on in Austin where they're still looking for a former sheriff's detective.
Detective.
Yep, and he's wanted, as apparently he was going to try some sort of hostage situation that didn't work out the way he wanted and wound up killing three people in the process. And then we had a couple of National Guardsmen shot earlier in the weekend. standing duty at a post. And, I mean, it's just gone nuts lately here, nutso.
Yeah, I think we had another one near Kenosha.
Yes, three people.
Then there was a drive-through that killed, I think, a four-year-old.
Yeah, in Chicago at a McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Terrible weekend. Yep. Terrible.
Yep. And again, the conversation at the gun show over the weekend from a lot of the dealers and a few of the buyers was, it's kind of strange that this is all happening suddenly when Biden is talking about gun restrictions.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, when you go back to the FedEx deal, Indiana has a red flag law. And the parents had complained, or the mother had complained,
yep,
to the police, and the FBI investigated, and he was still able to buy two weapons.
Legally.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So much for the red flag law if it doesn't work.
Well, it'd be interesting to really get into all the details on all these incidences, but, and take a hard look at it, but it's hard to do that when, getting access to all of the ins and outs and the details of these cases.
Yeah, and then you got Maxine Waters that shows up there in Minneapolis and tells all the anti-police rioters are up there to get more confrontational with the people, get in their face.
It's not the first time she's done that.
I know, and she needs to be censured. There's some people saying she needs to be expelled from Congress, but I'll go with censure.
I'll go with removal.
Yeah. I'd like to see her get expelled because I think she's done enough to get expelled. You just don't do that.
I don't disagree. I'd be happy for her to go.
Yep. Maybe we could finally get somebody that actually cares about the people that lives in the district, I might add. That's something
exactly.
Else, right? Yeah. All right. Well,
yes.
Well, I'm going to tease something here because obviously there's a lot of stuff going on. And Denise Simon and I will be back right after the news. But there's a lot of stuff going on. But yesterday, one of the nation's leading law enforcement officers, the sheriff of Los Angeles County, Alex Villanueva, said something so damning that we're going to have to talk about it here because he has got it right. He's got it right. In the meantime, we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.